has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the September 8th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've got not a bad start, kind of a mixed start to the market here so far this morning. The NASDAQ. Let's start with the NASDAQ because it's up. The NASDAQ is up 15 points to 45.98. Of course, tomorrow's the big announcement coming from Apple. What will their new device look like? It seems like pictures of that device have already been leaked. They hauled various spying agencies out there, but Apple's big day will be tomorrow. Tim Cook's big day will be tomorrow. We'll see how Apple responds to that. The Dow is down 7 points in the meantime. The Dow is at 17,130 this morning. The S&P 500 is at or near all-time highs, as is the Dow. The S&P is down a point, however, right now at 2006. We have gold continuing to slide. I have no exposure to gold. Gold is $1,262 per ounce. Oil is really coming home early here this year to $91.89. We were at $107 not that long ago. Oil at $91.89 is down 1.5% today. I guess all this peace in the world, you know, when is a ceasefire not a ceasefire? I don't know if you can believe anything coming out of the Ukraine and Russia. Apparently they had a ceasefire agreement and they were fighting all weekend. Go figure. And there will be more sanctions coming from the European Union towards Russia, and Russia will retaliate. So we'll see where this all ends up. Meanwhile, the 10-year yield's at 2.43%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, I was going back through my old newsletters over the weekend, and I found this one on March 27th, 2009. Where were you on March 27th, 2009? Well, I know that the S&P 500 was down around 670, 660, somewhere in there. In fact, it bottomed just 2 weeks earlier. Call it 3 weeks earlier, 2030. Yeah, about 3 weeks earlier. 3 weeks after the market bottomed, S&P bottomed at 666. The headline in my newsletter was, "Has the new bull market been born?" And as I wrote about that headline, my conclusion was the new bull market had been born. Now, how valuable was that market call made in my newsletter back on March 27th of 2009? You say, well, Gunderson, did you ever retract that headline? No, I didn't. In fact, tomorrow will be September the 9th, and it will be the 66th month anniversary of the current bull market. During this time, the market has tripled from 666 to 1,998 and then some. We've tacked on 7 points on top of that triple that the market finally attained a few weeks ago. And in my weekly newsletter that I send out every weekend, again, I called this current bull market a little over 2 weeks after it was born. That call was made 5.5 years ago. And again, the headline was, "Has the new bull been born?" And I talked about at that time, it being springtime. I compared the springing forth of the new bull market to what was happening at that time. We owned a little farm out in the country. I said, I've been picking and eating my loquats. Loquats are the first fruit of the season. They're not very good. They're kind of like a poor man's apricot. I don't really care for loquats, but they are the first fruit of the season. I've been picking lettuce and broccoli, and all my fruit trees were in bloom, the peach, the apricot, and the plum trees. And the tomatoes, the peppers, the melons, the corn were establishing themselves at that time. March Madness was in the air, in full bloom. And baseball season was just starting to get underway with spring training. And we talked about in that newsletter about my wife helping our mama goat birth three babies over the weekend. And I heard about the first exotic fish being caught off the ocean of San Diego. And I talked about the old stumps that looked like they were dead, called grapevines, all of a sudden springing forth their vines out of seemingly dead wood. And I also talked about the market at that time, which seemed like dead wood. Seemed like you could have taken the market, the old dead wood, and just burned it and trashed it at that time. The S&P was 666. But I said new life was springing forth. And I said that the emerging markets are emerging once again. Money seems to be slowly leaving safe harbors and venturing out to sea once again to test the waters. And I told people that diversifying, buying in the right sectors, buying the highest quality of at the cheapest prices will be critical. And I said, I can't wait to slice into my first tomato of the season. I also can't wait to cash in on my first profit in 2009. And again, that was in March 27th, 2009. I've been bullish ever since. The new bull was born. Now, we've had several threats, numerous threats to the bull along the way. How many times in the last 5.5 years, 5.5 years, has somebody been paraded on CNBC warning me about the impending doom of the market? We had things like fiscal cliffs. We had government shutdowns. We had government showdowns. We had presidential election. We had wars and rumors of wars and on and on and on. And how valuable has it been to folks to be invested in the stock market over the last 5.5 years? Again, the market has tripled, and hopefully your 401k has tripled along the way. My next big market call will be when this bull market is over. I don't make any guarantees, but there is a bear out there somewhere. The last one took a 53% bite out of hard-working folks' portfolios in just 15 months. I don't believe in index investing. I don't believe in being fully invested all the time. I will be looking for things like declining performance of the market, a slowing economy, rising interest rates, overvaluation, poor technicals of the market, for clues as to when the next bear is approaching. Then it will be time to run for cover. But for now, for the last 66 months, I've kept you in the market. How valuable has that been? And over the weekend in my newsletter, I brought to readers' attention three new bull markets around the world that have just been born as our bull market continues to age. So you might want to stay tuned to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, which is heard every day, Monday through Friday, in a city near you or on iTunes or through our podcast or through our Best Stocks Now app, which on Saturday once again hit number 2 in the world. I get a report every day on how much revenue the app brought in and where it ranks against all the other financial apps that are available. And on Saturday, once again, the Best Stocks Now app, which I began using in about midway through 2011, was the number two financial app in the world. And I'm now sending out live push notifications on every trade I make. I sent out, I believe, four or five on Friday. I was very busy on Friday picking up some things that I really like at the current time. I also send out a weekly newsletter called the Best Stocks Now Newsletter. Went out to thousands of people over the weekend. You can sign up for it at pwstreet.com. How much longer will this bull last? Well, today we're going to take a look at the macro view of the markets to see where we stand right now. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Mm-hmm. right place, but must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right tree.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Special Money Manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, let's just take a look. We have been in a bull market now for 66 months. Tomorrow will be the 66-month anniversary. Began on March 9, 2009, 666. When it went to 1998, we had a triple, and now we've added on 5 more points, so we've had more than a triple. And on March 27th of 2009, I said that a new bull market had been born, and I have been bullish ever since. But we take a look every single week. You know, one thing I like about writing my newsletter every single week is that it keeps me on top of the macro picture of the market. It forces me to stop, spend some quiet time, shut out the noise of CNBC and the newspapers and everything else that bombards us on a daily basis, and look at the things that I think are important in the market. I look at things like the economy and economic reports that come in on a daily basis. I look at things like valuation of the overall market and valuation of individual stocks. I look at other markets around the world and where they stand on a comparative basis versus the U.S. Are there better opportunities around the world as opposed to the United States? Obviously, for the last 5.5 years, the U.S. has been the best place to be invested in. In fact, if we look at the emerging markets over the last 5 years, those are markets outside of the United States, ones that are supposedly growing faster than ours. Our markets have outperformed the emerging markets by a wide margin. In fact, look at over the last 5 years, our markets have been averaging about 15% per year, while emerging markets have only been averaging about 5% per year. So the bull market in the U.S. has been very good to folks that have been invested in U.S. stocks over the last 65 months. But that's not going to last forever. Eventually, now there are several scenarios that could happen here. We could go into another global recession like we had back in 08 and 09, and all markets could be done, could be toast. We could enter into a global bear market. Or the U.S. market could enter into a bear market while other markets take charge and take command. That's another scenario. Another scenario is we continue on for another couple years with this current bull market, which is now 5.5 years old. We're kind of already on borrowed time, but you know what? Nobody knows. You can't say, well, the market runs in 7-month cycles, therefore I'm going to sell everything in 18 months. You know, you just cannot. Every cycle is different. Every year, the fishing off San Diego is different. Every year, the NFL season is different. Except the Dallas Cowboys are bad every year. I hate to say that. But gosh, they get off to a bum start again this year. And the Chargers. Look, we can't say much about the Chargers. All of a sudden, the Seahawks are dominating. Now, that's a big change, right? Every bull market is different. Every bear market is different. Every financial recovery in America, economic recovery, is different. So you can't set your watch by cycles. But knowing where we're at in those cycles, I believe, is very, very critical. And nobody can argue that this current expansion, which began 5.5 years ago, you know, it just seems maybe like it may be running out of steam here. I would say the biggest reason it may be running out of steam, now it could just carry on with momentum for another 18 months. But the stimulus is gone from the market. There's no more stimulus. The stimulus has been removed. The quantitative easing is over. And the next move will be a tightening. But other markets around the world are receiving stimulus in one form or another. So let's just take a look. I like to begin every week by looking at where we are year to date. We have a little under 3 months left in the year 2014. In just 3 weeks, we'll have an end of another quarter. The third quarter of 2014 will come to an end. And as far as I can tell, this quarter is going okay. Not sensational, but okay. I don't think there's enough bad economic reports out there to really make me worried about the economy going back into contraction or recession right now. So far this year, however, without the stimulus in its system, the Dow is up a mere 3.4%. No stimulus. Last year, the Dow was up 26.5%. The small cap stocks, which led the market last year, as measured by the S&P 600 Small Cap Index, is flat this year. Flat. Last year, it was up 39.6%. You see how much difference that stimulus makes? I mentioned in my newsletter that Ryan Braun hit 41 home runs 2 years ago. This year, he's got about 18 or 19. What's the difference? Well, you can read the news and what's occurred to Ryan Braun in the last couple years of the Milwaukee Brewers. He was found to have stimulus in his system. It makes a big difference. It makes a difference in sports. It makes a big difference in the market. But having said that, the S&P is up a respectable 8.6% so far this year. So we haven't started to go negative yet in the U.S. markets. But you can definitely say that this year is either a consolidation year, only time will tell, a transition year, definitely a transition year, and I'll tell you where the money's transitioning to in the second half of the show, or this is the final hurrah before the market starts to roll over. We really don't know that yet. Suffice it to say that the U.S. markets have been consolidating for the better part of the year. And there's been a little bit of volatility, but things have smoothed out a little bit. Things have been pretty good recently. But all in all, when all is said and done, the Dow is up 3.4% this year. That's it. And the small cap market's up 0%. The NASDAQ's had a pretty good year. It's up 9.7%. So it ain't over yet for the U.S. markets. However, as I look at other markets around the world, Brazil is up almost 20% this year, 18.95. And this comes after the 5 years of terrible performance. This is a major shift, a major change. India is now up 17.6% so far this year. China is up 10.8% so far this year. Overall, as a whole, the emerging markets are up 13% so far this year. Well, I called the beginning of a bull market in March 27th of 2009 for the U.S. markets. And earlier this year, I called the beginning of bull markets in other areas around the world. We're going to get a little bit more specific when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson, the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're going over the macro picture of the market right now. The facts that we know are that on March 9th of 2009, the market bottomed at 666. 2.5 weeks later, I wrote in my newsletter that the new bull had been born. Pretty good market call. What made me call it? Valuations, relative performance, technicals. Along the way, I've never said otherwise. The bull market is still intact. Here we are. Tomorrow will be 66 months later. The next market call that I make will be, it's over. As Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over. And it ain't over yet, but we keep our eyes in the rearview mirror. And those same factors that led me to call this bull 66 months ago will lead me to say it's over. It looks like other places offer more opportunity than the U.S. stock market. And it'll be those same factors. It'll be valuation. It'll be key technicals. It'll be relative performance. And it will be factors in the economy. That's why I watch the economic reports so closely. Things like GDP, the U.S. dollar, PMI, all these things, very important to watch. And one of the leading indicators that I watch very closely every week are the U.S. small caps. Because they react a little, they're more sensitive to the economy. You know, just like a smaller boat can turn a lot quicker and will move a lot faster than an aircraft carrier will move. The small caps are like that. They move quicker. They react to negative or positive news much more quickly than the big stocks do. And so I keep my eye on the small caps. And we know that the small caps had a phenomenal year last year. It was that last bit of steroids in their system from the Fed applied by Ben Bernanke on his swan song, during his swan song year before he handed the reins over to Miss Yellen as the new Fed chairperson, that the small caps celebrated with glee. It was New Year's Eve, man. You got to go to work the next day. And here they are this year with no stimulus in their system, and they're flat after an almost 40% year. Now, they're either consolidating. We know this, that the small caps are going sideways this year. It's a very difficult, tough year for any kind of momentum-type stocks. Momentum is really not following through this year, at least in the U.S. markets. The small cap stocks are about where they started the year. Now, they're either topping out. Think of going up a steep mountain and all of a sudden you hit a plateau. You have two choices. The market has two choices at that period of time. It's going to plateau for a while, but eventually it's going to have to make up its mind. It's either going to start back down the mountain, meaning it's going to roll over and it's all over for the small cap stocks, which would not be good because that would be the leadership in the market that would more than likely lead the rest of the market down, or the small caps are going to start climbing again. They're going to break out of this consolidation that they're in. And as I reported in my newsletter over the weekend, the small caps remain in neutral, which is neither good for the market, nor is it bad for the market. It's neutral. And I put the lines in the sand in the newsletter. If you don't read anything else, that's part of the free newsletter every single week. That's going to be a leading indicator of when the bear starts to wake up and yawn after a 5.5 year hibernation. And I wrote where the support level is for the small caps, and I also put where the resistance level. If it breaks through resistance, we're off to the races again. If it breaks through the support level, we need to really be alert. So that will be very key going forward. Another key going forward in my book is the ranking of the asset classes that I rank every single week. You hear folks talk all the time about what your stock and bond mix should be. Well, you know, there's a thought, and there's one theory that says you should always have a mix between stocks and bonds. That's called the asset allocation theory. I'm not a believer in the asset allocation theory. Everybody in this business does things a little bit different. The observations I've made over the years, the asset allocation model in my book, you know, there's just times when you don't want to be in the bond market. There's times when you don't want to be in the stock market, and there's times when you do want to have a little exposure to both. As we came out of this bear back in 2009, I had quite a bit of exposure to the bond market, especially the high yield. I owned an exchange-traded fund called HIO, which was high-yield bonds, and it did very, very well for me for a long time as we came out of the bull market, or out of the bear market. And as things progressed, I continued to move more and more assets towards equities, stocks, where I am today. Very, very heavily weighted in stocks. I have no exposure whatsoever to bonds. But having said that, there will come a time in the future when the bond market is the favorable place to be, and you'll want some exposure to bonds. Look at the year 2009, when the S&P was down 38%. The bond market was up 32%. So watching these asset class rankings, which are a proprietary system that I developed through my Best Stocks Now app, is very important. And what do they show right now? The leading asset classes continue to be equities. They dominate the top spots. Stocks are still the best place to be as we approach the 66th anniversary of the bull market, which will come tomorrow. Whether it's pipeline stocks that carry oil through their pipelines, whether it's NASDAQ stocks, meaning biotechs, technology, whether it's dividend-paying U.S. stocks of any size, small, mid, or large, stocks still dominate the top 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. The top 14 asset classes are still stocks. We get clear down to number 15 before we find U.S. Treasuries, the long bond, which has actually had a pretty good year because of the falling of interest rates. But the top 15 positions in the overall rankings of the asset classes, I rank 33 of them, are still stocks, equities, ownership, not debt, not borrowing money, not loaning money to people, buying equity. You want a piece of the action. You want to own a piece of that company rather than loaning them or loaning that country money. At least that's my opinion. For now, stocks are still the best place to be. The worst place to be right now, okay, all you bears out there, I consider being inverse or bearish on the market, that's a new asset class that we have. We can go out and we can buy the S&P 500 inverse. Somebody asked me yesterday at church, they said, Bill, what are you going to invest in when the market starts to go south? I said, well, you know what? We now have inverse funds available to us that we didn't have before. If the market's going to go south, then I'm going to go north. I'm going to invest in inverse funds. Now, I haven't found that necessary. I've taken a few small positions over the last 5.5 years, but I haven't found that necessary for 5.5 years. And in fact, that asset class, inverse S&P 500, very simple symbol, SH, is at the bottom of the 34 asset classes that I track. And as long as it remains at the bottom, just stay there, boy. Stay down. Down, boy. Down. Then the market still remains in a bull mode. It's made a couple moves from the bottom. It's moved up a couple notches. It's passed a tired horse, you know, in the past, but it's never made any kind of significant move in the last 66 months. That will be a key indicator. Also, the commodities that everybody says, the dollar's going to crash. I showed a chart of the dollar. It has made a major move to the upside in the last month. That's why you've seen a drop-off in oil prices. It's mainly caused by what they're doing in Europe. They're going to do a little quantitative easing in Europe. I'll believe it when I see it. So far, they've just talked about it. But that is driving their euro into the ground. And it's causing our dollar to zoom right now. And commodities have been the wrong place to be for the last 3 years. Gold, silver, commodities, cash. They're at the bottom of the ladder. At the top is still stocks. Now we need to get more specific. Not all stocks. There's other areas that are better than most. We'll talk about those in the final segment. This is Bill Gunderson. Be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here today. But suffice it to say that 65 months ago, I made a call on the market in my newsletter saying that the new bull market has been born. And it's been intact ever since. And if you've been getting my newsletter, and if you got a 401k at work, you've stayed pretty much fully invested the entire 66 months. And we know at some point in time there's another bear lurking out there. I don't make any promises, I don't make any guarantees, but I'm going to keep my eyes open for the same things that flipped this market back in 2009, mainly valuations, mainly technicals, mainly relative performance, the economy. Will flip this market the other way at some point in time in the future. And as I went through the newsletter last week, went through all of these key elements, I came to the conclusion once again that the bull market is still intact. We're talking about the U.S. bull market. It is aging, however, and the stimulus is gone, and the market is consolidating here in 2014, the big, big gains that it made last year. And this consolidation is going to lead to either a new uptrend in the market as the small caps break out to the upside again, or it's going to roll over at some point in time. It can't stay in a sideways trend forever, or it's going to roll over and start turning this market into a bear. And the bear market last time in 2008 took 53% out of folks' eyes. That's why I look at these indicators, I look at these facts, and I weigh them in my mind. And in the presence of you, I present them before you every single week in the newsletter. Now, having said that, while our market is consolidating, other markets around the world, new bull markets are springing forth. That's important to know because they have not done anything for the last 5 years. And the three that I pointed to in my newsletter over the weekend were number one, India, which I called several months ago. I said there's been a major change in India. Stimulus doesn't just come from printing money and from lowering interest rates. Stimulus comes sometimes just through the mere fact of change, political change. And they had major political change in India, and the India markets are now breaking loose. Consider that our bull market here in America is now in its 66th month. The bull market in India is probably about 4 or 5 months old since it began. Now, I can't tell you that it'll go for 66 months in India, but I have increased my exposure to a market that I've had no exposure to. For the last 5 years, I've increased my exposure there dramatically. In addition to this, I've seen a new bull born in South America. And it mostly centers around Brazil, where there's hope for political change. There's still risk there, because that one may not come about. We don't know how those elections will go in October. That's a risky bet, but I do have some exposure there in the Brazil area of the world, where it could be. I'm not calling that one a new bull yet. If the election goes in the favor of the market, then a new bull market is born in Brazil. Right now, a bull market is brewing. It is in the womb. We'll see if it comes forth or not. The other bull market that I see brewing, I'm not ready to call that one a bull yet, but it certainly looks good right now, is China. And I believe that the reason why is because China just seems to be a little bit off in the distance away from Putin and Europe and the U.S. and the squabble that's going on. And if anything, they'll probably benefit from European sanctions and Russian payback, etc., because they don't have any problem trading and selling their goods and trading with Russia. They don't have any problems at all. In fact, they've become buddy-buddy here during all of this. And China also seems a little bit immune to all the problems in the Mideast, etc. So I have increased my exposure quite a bit to China market here also. So three bull markets around the world. One has already been born. Two of them are very close to being born. And remember, it was 66 months ago that the U.S. market, and it's getting long in the tooth. It ain't over till it's over. But the winners are fewer and farther between in the U.S. markets right now. And there's not really any sector that has really taken off. The only one I can really point to, the railroads, continue to blast higher. They continue to do well. But as I look at other areas of the market, they've had their ups and downs this year. They've had their starts. They've had their stops. They've had their sell-offs. They've had their volatility. It's been very difficult to get any sector in the U.S. here to really follow through and take off. And I'm seeing better opportunities right now in other areas around the world. Just like I said back in 2009, there's a new bull market being born here in the U.S. And that bull market has tripled since then. And I still believe it's a bull market, but it's an aging bull market. I'm seeing fresher, newer opportunities with what I consider to be more upside potential looking around the world. So what does that mean for you and your 401k, or if you're a TSP, thrift savings plan investor, or an IRA investor, or a college fund investor? Well, in the newsletter, I have you covered. I have a model portfolio that covers just about any scenario out there. And you can follow along in my newsletter, which I publish every single week. I put in about 12 hours into this week's newsletter because there was a lot happening around the world. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com to follow along. The app hit number 2 in the world. The app sends out my tweets daily, 5 or 6 maybe. Live notifications of any trades I make if you want to upgrade to the premium version of the app, which is now available on the Android and the Apple devices. And my main thing here at Gunderson Capital Management is we manage money. I manage money for folks all across America. I try to take advantage when the sun is shining. I try to make hay. In fact, that's what I said in my newsletter 66 months ago. It's time to make hay because the sun is starting to shine on the market. It's still shining on the market, but just not as brightly. And there's other areas of the world where the sun is just starting to come up. That's the kind of money manager I am. I go where the action is. And I have my eyes on the longer term of the market, not tomorrow, not next week, but where we can make money over the next several years. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.